Welcome to the Internal Revenue Service International and U.S. Residency Certification Services. To continue in English, press 1.
Para continuar en español.
If you are requesting an employer identification number for an entity organized outside the United States, press 1. If you have a question about an individual identification number, often called an ITIN, press 2. If your inquiry concerns U.S. certification, or Form 6166, or Form 8802, press 3. If you are calling outside the United States, or you need assistance, for questions about your individual refund, press 1. For questions about your individual tax account, your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. Please hold while your call is transferred. We estimate your wait time to be between 7 and 10 minutes. We apologize for your delay. Our customers are answered in the order received, so please do not hang up. The next available representative will be with you as soon as possible.
If you requested a refund of tax withheld on a Form 1042-S by filing a Form 1040-NR, we will need additional time to process the return. Please allow up to 6 months from the original due date of the 1040-NR return, or the date you actually filed the 1040-NR, whichever is later, to receive any refund due. You can also check the Where's My Refund application, found on IRS.gov, after the appropriate date, to check the status of your refund. Thank you. Let www.irs.gov be the gateway to getting tax information you need. You can find information on payment options if you owe, check the status of your federal return, download tax forms and instructions, and get answers to your tax questions using our online applications. You may be allowed an automatic 2-month extension of time to file your return and pay any federal income tax that is due. You will be allowed the extension if you are a U.S. citizen or resident alien, and on the day your income tax return is due, are living outside the United States and Puerto Rico, and your main place of business or post of duty is outside the United States or Puerto Rico, or are in the military on duty outside the United States and Puerto Rico. You may get more information on IRS.gov by entering U.S. citizens and resident aliens abroad, extensions of time to file, in the search box. If you know you cannot file your return by the due date, you should file Form 4868, the application for automatic extension of time to file U.S. individual tax return, by the date your individual income tax return is due. Remember, It only extends the time to file your return, not the time to pay your income tax. Your tax payment for the amount owed should be submitted with the extension. You can obtain Form 4868 by visiting the IRS website at www.irs.gov and selecting Forms and Publications on the landing page.
כן.
זה רבי טרפון אחד והוא אמור לרדת.
אני מחכה לו פה כבר, ביי.
ביי.
היי גלעדי, שב מאחורה כי יש לי מלא דברים מקדימה. איך היה?
כאן, פיצה.
באמת? כל פעם שאתם פה אתה מזמין פיצה, מה זה?
כל
אז נגיד אתה רעב ובא לך פיצה אתה בא אליו.
שווה,
כמו חנות פיצה.
בחינם.
שזה עדיף על לא בחינם. מה זה, בניין כאילו שהוא רק קיר?
שייקר.
בית ספר היום חומץ.
כיף.
כיף?
לא כיף, אבל רגיל.
סביר.
כן, כתבתי
באומן. באמת?
כן.
טוב, נשאר לך עוד מלא. האמת, מגיע לך איזה המבורגר, לא?
Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold.
מה אתה אומר? כן, אבל נראה לי שהולכים לזה בתל אביב קודם כל, אנחנו לא יכולים ללכת רק שנים. אבל הבנתי שהולכים לזה...
לא, אמא אומרת שזה היה פרסה
בסדר. הם החליטו שלא?
לא, היא עזרה לי.
טוב, אז בואו נחשוב על איזה רעיון, איך אפשר להביא אותך לשם. טוב? או שעד ש... ייגמר עוד חבילה. אתה לא, העיקר שזה יהיה המבורגר עם צ'יפ.
כן.
או שבלי צ'יפ. נו כבר שיענו החמורים האלה.
מה?
מחכה שיענו לי כבר.
איזה?
איזה אנשים. אז בוא נחזור אליך, אתה.
נתתי את זה באוטובוס.
באמת?
כן.
מה, הסתדרת?
כן. או, כל יום נוסע באוטובוס.
אבל מה, הוא נתן לך ניקוב כאילו?
מה?
הוא נתן לך ניקוב?
לא, אם הגיע לי
זה הבא. בסדר, תביא את זה לאמא, או שאני לא יודע מה.
Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold.
שמש בעיניים. פיתות, עושה דברים לפח. כמה פיתות אכלת? טוב, אני לא דואג שאתה רעב. תעלה למעלה. שנייה, אני צריך שתביא לאמא משהו. פשוט לא עשינו דואר כבר איזה...
זה נשארה?
מה? לא הבנתי.
זה של המשטרה?
כן.
מה
אמרו? שלא יכניס מחצים מתים על הכלא. כך. כך. כך.
לא, לא, באמת. מה אתה בא?
תכין את הברווזים. זהו.
ביי.
ברגע שאתה נכנס, תביא את זה לאמא, טוב?
כן. Our representatives are still helping other customers. Please continue to hold. Please wait.
Good morning, Internal Revenue Service, International Department. My name is Gary. My identification number is 10001-98665. How can I help you today?
Hello, sir. How do you do?
Fine. Yourself?
I'm okay. I'm good. Thank you.
Good.
Okay. My name is Benny. My social security number is 063-98-7919. I have submitted, okay. I think it was December or November, my 1040s for the years 14, 15, and 16. I just received a letter, or actually two letters from you, regarding the years 15 and 16, in which the entire calculation was changed. Now, if I understand correctly, the main change is that for some reason, my wife's ITIN, it's called ITIN, yeah, like
yes,
her...
ITIN.
Uh-huh. ITIN, yes. It's for some reason has been, let me see exactly how you wrote it, you can see it now, invalid or expired. Hello?
Yes.
And if I understand correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, that is the reason for the changes you made to my 1040. I got this only for the year 2015 and 2016, not for 2014 for some reason. I've sent the three of them together. That's why I'm bringing that up. And,
all right.
And, okay, that's where I'm standing.
Okay, all right. Now, before I can go into your account, I need you to verify some information for me.
Absolutely,
okay?
Of course.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. All right. And what are the two names that are on the account, sir?
Benjamin and Ronit.
All right. Is there a middle initial in either name?
In my name, there's J, Joshua.
All right. And what is your address, please?
13 Nachal Katlav Street, Beit Shemesh, Israel.
Okay. Is there an apartment number?
11.
And your postal code, please?
It's 996-2043.
All right, and what is your date of birth, sir?
November 3rd, 1971.
Thank you. All right, I'm going into the account, and I will... it does look like that's the issue, sir, okay?
First of all, why is it only on 14, 15 and 16 and not on 14?
Because it started in 15, okay?
Okay, so that is the main issue, right?
I'm going into your account now, and I'll be able to tell you in a few minutes if that's the only issue, okay?
Okay, I'm waiting, okay.
I'm going to start with 15. You said 15 and 16, is that
correct.
Right?
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm going to start with 15. Do the balance due, and... just be sure that that's all that is. Yes, they did not allow your wife's exemption, and that's why there's a balance due. I'm sorry?
But why? What happened?
Okay, she should have received a letter letting her know that her I-10 would need to be renewed. Okay?
She never received that. I know that for a fact.
Okay, I don't know what the issue is, why she didn't receive it, but that's what's going on here, sir.
So how do we fix it?
Her. Okay, a form W-7 has to be submitted with a certified copy of her passport.
Yes. Which form? Which form?
The form W-7.
Okay.
The same form that she used to get her I-10,
okay?
On that form, there is a box to the right up near the top that asks if she's renewing or if it's an original. She's going to check the renewal box.
Yes.
On that form.
Yes.
And you'll need to go into our website and either Google or search for that form. Okay?
I will.
All right. And then what we can do then is to adjust your tax return so that you won't have that balance due on either one of those, okay?
Okay.
So once she gets it renewed, then we can adjust the account, okay?
Who should I send it to?
You're going to send the form W-7 to the I-10 operations, and I can give you that address if you'd like.
Please do. I'll write it down. I'm sure you have it on your website, but just in case, let me write it down.
Sure. Now, Internal Revenue Service.
Yes.
And on the second line, it's going to be the initials I-T-I-N.
Okay.
Operation.
Yes.
On the third line, it's P.O. Box.
Yes.
1-4. Line here, 149.
Yes.
342.
342.
On the fourth line, yes, 149, 342.
Okay.
And on the fourth line, it's going to be Austin, AUSTIN, TX, Texas.
Yes.
And the postal code is 787-9342.
Okay.
And that's where you send it to. Okay?
If I remember correctly, when we first did this, we had to go to a notary of some sort or a lawyer. I don't have to do that now, right?
Okay, what you're going to have to do is, because they need to certify, who issued her passport?
Israel.
Okay, she needs to go to whoever issued that passport and get a certified copy of it. It's not about to expire, is it?
No, she has plenty of time on her passport.
Okay, so that's what she needs to do.
Okay, and
go
once...
To,
It needs to be certified by what, like the Israeli...
The people that issued her that passport.
You mean the governmental people?
Okay, I don't know if that's who issued it, yes.
Only governments issue passports.
Okay, so whoever issued it, that's where you go and get the certified copy, okay?
Okay, so I send a certified copy with the W-7 to the address you told me, and they will, and that will automatically go through, or is there something, and after that, I will...